Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way. Their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know. But you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. In the words, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, hey, folks, I'm Steve Azar. Welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. Go to visit Mississippi.org to celebrate so many wonderful things that we have to do right here. Cool, cool ground. I call Mississippi. Well, his debut single came out September 10th. I'm doing a repeat. We're doing round two. I love that. I've been so fortunate to work with this young artist, blossoming artist, even though he's 6'3 and a half and about 230, he's blossomed pretty well. But I'm talking in the music business. His debut single, She's the One, came out the box with a little help from our friends. I got to tell you, just like the song says. Apple Music picked it number 7 on their Best New Americana Song playlist. Not bad to say the least for somebody brand new and his debut single. So check it out ASAP on Apple Music. You know, what that does is get you about 7,000 to 10,000 streams a day on just that format, listening to his record. So obviously they add up. You can go online also to CMT.com to check out the official music video, She's the One, as well. October 21 will be his second single, The Things They Want Me to Do, with his video as well. CMT is going to give him the love also. Even though he's an Americana artist, CMT is really delving the other side, acts like Jason Isbell. Chris Stapleton obviously has crossed all sorts of boundaries. His full-length album will be out December 16th, if it's all the same to you, just in time for Christmas. And like I said, I've certainly enjoyed working thoroughly with him and looking forward to the future. Go to TylerTisdaleMusic.com as I give away his name. So let's just get to it in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, my man, Tyler Tisdale. What's up, Tyler?
How's it going, Steve?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Congratulations on a lot going on. First single. I see Amanda Shire's name. We see Bella Fleck. I mean, we're seeing some cool names that you're in the middle of. And I want to talk about how you feel about that. You know, obviously, you're on Ride Records, and I know how difficult it is for Apple Music to wander through the thousands of songs they're pitched and stumble across something and then make a decision to go, well, who is this new act? Man, we love it. And then to slip it in front of maybe a Willie Nelson or something. Seriously, that's your competition was heavy. How'd you feel about it when you first saw that?
I was wondering what my name was doing there.
Get ready.
It was pretty wild. Obviously, I'm a big Isbell fan and a fan of his wife, Amanda Shire. So sure. To see her just a few spots ahead of me, it was pretty cool. It was pretty wild. And Bela Fleck, oh, man, dude is unreal. So, I mean, it was surprising. I wasn't expecting it, but it feels really good, you know, just, you know, finding out how, you know, someone's song would end up on that playlist. It just means that they heard it and dug it, you know, and it's there because they like the music. So, I mean, I don't guess there's any better response you could get, you know.
Yeah.
A new artist putting out a new song, I mean, they just liked it, and so they put
right.
it on there, you know.
Well, that's an elite playlist.
It felt good.
You know what I mean? That playlist is elite, and I love it because this is what it shows you, right? You and I have been working together for a long time. We know we feel like we made the best possible record on you out the box. I mean, I'm really proud of it. I feel like a proud papa every time something like this happens. But listen, these are those road signs you need along the way that let you go, Okay. Okay. I'm not crazy. Because you feel crazy chasing anything, right? I mean, I'm telling you, I know how you feel. And then, you know, the first time, it's like the first kiss. And the first, I mean, the good thing about the music business is you're going to experience a lot of first kisses because there's a lot of things along the way that are going to be the first that you need to move and advance, right? To move down the field in your former football days and to finally put it in the end zone, score, and actually have your kicker make the extra point, which is unusual. Anyway, but look, we don't have to go for two the next time. But, Tyler, I want to compare this to something real quick. So, first of all, by the time this interview airs, folks, it's been a while. So he's going to have – he'll have probably over 100,000 streams or more because of this playlist. But 2 days, seven thousand streams in 2 days. It goes on for quite a while and starts to multiply. What happens is people listen. They depend on that playlist first of all. Oh, that's a playlist we got to check out, right? It's like going into a store back in the days, Bebop Records, Camelot, and all that. And then somebody there would maybe be playing a record, or they'd have their top 10 list. And a lot of times you'd go, if you were a record enthusiast, and we would go, oh, who's that? That's a new act. You knew that the band Player was on tour with Heart, but you didn't know who Player was, right? So you'd never heard the song Baby Come Back. But when you first heard, when you got to listen to it, you have to have some sort of opportunity for ear, heart, and soul consumption. So like the food business, for instance, Indianola Pecans, now they've gotten really big. There's Fathal Fine Foods, who I've gotten to know those guys, and they're so supportive, all of them, of our charity events, so I'm giving them a shout out. They've been around a while, and they at some point had to have samples given to somebody on some, you know, somewhere. And then obviously Sharon Foods, who I'm working with right now, and Zane and Kathy Joe are out there working their tails off. They're going to music festivals, they're going to places, but like when you go to Sam's or grocery stores or Costco, and they're giving out samples, unless you've tasted something, it's hard to purchase something. So music-wise, this gives the listener the opportunity not only to listen, but to tell their friends and to tell their friends. And then it becomes like this rash that you want. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think I could have gotten it better.
Well, I love it because I love breaking it down because, you know, there's just so many, there's just so much, yet people have to partake to want to experience and buy or stream in your case, you know.
It's nuts, man. I know being a musician, everybody thinks that we understand how it all works and everything, but I'm learning just as much as everyone else right now, and finding out the ins and outs of truly how working with a marketing team and you know, seeing all the fine details that I just had no idea even existed, you know, and it's pretty wild. But to, like I said, to get these quick results that we've been getting so far, I mean,
yeah,
very rewarding, you know. And like you said, it kind of a sign that you're not crazy, you know.
Yeah, well, we are crazy, so don't get it twisted. There's a little
not
bit
too
of crazy. Not too crazy, or not that crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, we're talking to Tyler Tisdale. Tyler, you talk about publicity and social media, and we have our guy, Mike Collin, who's been with me for quite a while, who's working in the background, and then you've got Tracy Hitz, and she's rolling. So many things that they're doing and pitching, but my distribution company, Red Eye, with our record label, Ride, has been with me for many, many, a lot of my albums, probably every album but one, has been with me since I left Universal, left the big monster machine. And they're the ones that pitch these songs. So what's going to happen is this, that they get to use that as ammo in the actual vinyl world, you know, or the wherever they sell CDs. There's still some mom and pop record stores, and vinyl now is making those mom and pop record stores, you know, they're making them credible again and worth walking into.
Absolutely.
And keeping the lights on for them. So it's exciting, an exciting time again in the music business, you know, but what it does is they get to celebrate that, and then those stores put you in there, and then maybe they play the record when people are walking in. Maybe they have it at point of purchase. You got to check this kid out. This is on the list. And then, obviously, by the time this airs, we're going to millions. We may be at the million mark of Spotify. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see if check that out. But folks, go listen to Tyler's record. She's the One, The Things They Want Me to Do. They'll be out, and the full length comes out December 16th. But I'm excited about being a part of your career and your life. And I can thank your dad, I mean, for listening to this crazy show, because it's been really, really fruitful for me. I got to tell you, really has.
Oh, man, it's been such a fulfilling experience. And, man, you've been an incredible mentor along the way and, you know, kept me grounded when, you know, things were getting a little too much at times, if you will. But what a rewarding experience and just fun, man. Yeah. I feel like every time we get together and, you know, whether it's recording, writing, or just talking, it always ends up with both of us laughing, you know, and just right. having a good time. It's just been a good time.
I love it. Well,
to say the least.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Well, fun is important. But when I finally started making hit records, and I was a lot later in the game than you were, I realized how much fun I was having. And the money wasn't there yet, right? It wasn't even a thought as far as making right. records was concerned. But we were having the time of our lives. And we're going to go into a break with Tyler Tisdale. Check him out. Follow him everywhere you follow music. Subscribe, share, spread the word. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. As always, I'm Steve Azar. Go to visitmississippi.org to check out all the cool acts that have ever graced this hallowed land we call Mississippi. I'll be right back.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. Over five decades of timeless hits. October 6th at Grandin Amphitheater. The Beach Boys, 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com. VIP packages available at TheBeachBoys.com and MikeLove.com. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
The best made-to-order lunch is right around the corner at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Pillium Corporation knows the technology is constantly evolving, especially in these challenging times. With so many people working at home, securing and guarding your company's data on-site or remotely is more critical than ever.
As we all adapt to the new normal, Pillium continues to help you stay secure and current with IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, and in-car video systems.
Contact us at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
With all the disruption in all businesses lately, our clients at PeopleLease didn't miss a beat. Did you struggle to get the necessary records required for COVID relief programs such as PPP, ERTC, or FFCRA? Will you be ready next time? Our clients at PeopleLease are ready. Call PeopleLease today at 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit our website, peoplelease.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
For the highest quality comprehensive eye care for your entire family, you need to visit Optical 2000, Dr. Bobby C. Pankey and Associates in Clinton, Richland, and Flora. All three locations offer eye health and eye care examinations, as well as treatment for eye disease. And we have a wide array of the latest frames and sunglasses from your favorite designers. Most major insurance accepted. Click to call a clinic near you at optical-2000.com. Optical 2000, Dr. Bobby C. Pankey and Associates in Clinton, Richland, and open Wednesdays in Flora.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we squander, because you're with me and you're squandering your time right now, you know that. Okay, all right, I hope that's not the case. I'm Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute. I've got Tyler Tisdale on the horn. His music is out there, and all of it's going to be out there full length by December 16th, just in time for Christmas. But he's got a couple songs out right now. Every 6 weeks, we're going to be releasing those until Christmas. His music videos, CMT.com. You can go to CMT to check out the Things They Want Me to Do video. She's the One was the lead single. It's Kick and Tell. And I am grateful to have in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio my man Tyler Tisdale. Tyler, when we last talked, you had just left Tuscaloosa. So folks that are following this linear, and I've already thrown them off their game, because like I said, I was excited to update people on where we were. You know, this is the life of an artist. The life of a singer-songwriter, anybody that's trying to make their way and make a full-time living out of this, which is the goal, right? And also, we need more artists in Mississippi. We can celebrate the next generation and after you and after them. So this is what it's all about, and I'm excited. So after Tuscaloosa, you're on this journey, and would you move back home?
I quit my job and moved back home. I'm supposed to be going over to Europe with a friend of mine. She's got this guy who's, talking about, like maybe introducing us to someone with a Warner Bros. Office over there and stuff. And so I go all in on it. And, and I'm going over there to sing backup for this girl, basically. And anyways, I moved back, and time goes by, and we never really hear from the guy, and then we hear from him here and there, but it's just, he's busy and got things going on, so it never happens, we never go, but I've quit my job and moved back and made a bit of a big decision, so
sure.
I stepped back and took a look at it and was like, well, man, this is an opportunity to really, try my hand at it and try to start, really developing myself, and so I kept playing with this girl for a while, and another friend of ours, guitar player, and I just kind of, as that was going along, I feel myself, wanting to do more, wanted to do more singing and kind of be, the one that, people were coming to see, and I had songs in me that I wanted to sing, and I just felt like I needed to be doing more, So I branched off on my own and started playing solo shows and all that, and got the idea that I wanted to put a band together. So I just started playing with basically every musician in Hattiesburg, just different people, and a couple of guys kind of kept playing shows with a lot more often. It seemed like they were kind of going somewhere, and we slowly started piecing together what became Midnight Rebel, which was like a five-piece southern rock soul fusion jam band kind of thing, like a little bit of Allman Brothers, a little bit of Grateful Dead type vibes, it was a lot of fun, man. It kind of took off and on its own, just playing local shows, and then, before you know it, we're kind of going on the road here and there, and I spent about 5 years with those guys and made a couple records, and got to open for like J.J. Gray and Mofro and Tim Reynolds of Dave Matthews Band. We got to open for him a couple times, and Flow Tribe from New Orleans, and just a bunch of different people, man. It was a lot of fun, and got to go record in Nashville with them, and shout out to Welcome to 1979
Studios, yeah,
records up there. Great guys up there. Had so much fun with them, Chris and those guys. But I loved it, man. But I was getting right for that band, and they had a couple guys in the band had another project, and the songs I was writing wasn't really fitting the, you know, what it, exactly what we were doing in that band. And it just, I just felt like it was, I had the same feeling kind of I got the first time around, you know, when I decided to branch off on my own. It's just kind of that feeling of like, I know that I need to be doing something different, you know. It just, it didn't feel right anymore. It wasn't the right fit. So I moved on, and we all kind of went our separate ways. Dale, who you met and played keys on the record, he was in that band with.
Say that one more time because it cut out a little bit. Who was it?
Dale.
Oh, Dale,
played
sure.
Played keys on
sure.
the record. Yeah, yeah.
Great job. Love Dale.
He's a great guy, great player. Anyways, so we all went our separate ways, and I reached out to Dale at some point a little later on. I was like, you know, I think I'm going to start working on my own record. And I'd had a couple songs that I'd written, not much, you know, so I started working on some more. And that was around the time my dad told me, he's like, man, I listened to this radio show, and I knew who you were. You know, me and my dad listened to your music coming up, and you know, he's kept up with your career for a long time. So anytime I'm over his house, he was always pulling up YouTube videos of some like acoustic sets you were doing and stuff.
Wow.
And, so yeah, we've been, you know, keeping up with you for a while now, and you know, he loves that you're, you know, a Mississippi guy and all that.
Thank you, Kimball. By the way, thank you. Making my day through your son. I love it.
And he told me about your consulting company, and you mentioned you had said something about it on your radio show, and he just thought I should send something in. And you know, I was coming out of the jam band world and going into, you know, more folk Americana thing. And, you know, I, at first I was like, it seemed like a long shot to me. You know, I was like, it seemed like a long shot. And it seemed like, you know, I'd been down that road a couple of times and, you know, hardly anything ever pans out. You know how it is.
Sure.
Coming up, nobody knows who you are, you know, and you kind of get it after 10 years of gigging and doing your thing and trying to take it to the next level and not getting there, you kind of start to drill it in your head that, like, man, no one knows who you are. You know, it's, you gotta, you know, something's gonna have to shake out. You're gonna have to move off to the big city or something. You know, you have these ideas of what it takes to make it or make a name for yourself. And so it took about a month of my dad convincing me, and finally I just honestly just got tired of him bringing it up more than anything. I just sent it in the videos. It's like, oh, whatever. And man, lo and behold, you emailed me the next day, I think, and we were on the phone that afternoon talking about getting together. So
know this real quick, because I'm going to make you feel a little better than you think. I don't love – first of all, I can't work with everybody that comes at me. There's no way. But when I do see something that moves me and that said, oh, huh. You know, it's your gut feeling. And also, your dad's story was very compelling. You know, he was believable. Like a lot of our parents at some point, even mine when I wasn't ready, was sitting there saying that they had a gut feeling about something. Doesn't mean they were right at the time, you know, but, yeah. And they're our parents and that's their job. But there's all to try to help us along the way, you know, and to push us somewhere where they may feel like, but there also has to come a time where talent is going to meet the effort of putting the time in. So you have to have the talent for all the work to make sense. Like, and look, I'd love to be in the NBA, but it ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? So, so there needs to be a reality moment. But with you and your dad, they were spot on. We're going to take a break. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. TylerTisdaleMusic.com. Check it out. Wherever you stream music right now, The Things They Want Me to Do is out. The She's the One, I want to talk about where that inspiration came from. It was the last song he brought in to the Delta Music Institute when we started recording his record at my beloved Delta State, Studio A, my playground, the greatest studio anywhere around, I can tell you that. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, like I said. Visit Mississippi.org is the place to check out so many incredible, just the history of our music. It's and the restaurants, the culinary, the golf courses, Dancing Rabbit, where I get to hang out now and play. So many great golf courses. My pal George Bryan, who's in my prayers right now to Waverly. So many people I'm thinking about right now. We're going to be right back with Tyler Tisdale. Don't run away.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
When you experience the Sanderson Farms Championship, it's not just a good time, it's a great way to give back. Proceeds from the championship are donated to Mississippi's only children's hospital to support the nearly 180,000 patient visits at Children's of Mississippi each year. Last year, over $1.4 million were raised to go toward the completion of a much-needed children's hospital expansion. So join us for the Sanderson Farms Championship, September 27th through October 3rd at the Country Club of Jackson.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
5-pound large Gulf Shrimp Special, $29.95.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Seeing is believing with up to 14 types of saltwater fillets.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Highway 51 in Ridgeland, just past Lake Harbor Drive, 601-790-9407.
This is Allison Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated, located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High. Ready for fall? Calloway's has everything you need, from beautiful fall color plants, pumpkins, and wheat straw, to trees, shrubs, soils, and mulches. Calloway's has just received another huge shipment of ceramic pots, all sizes, all colors, all 40% off, no exclusions. Our farmer's market is full of fresh fruits, vegetables, local honey, jellies, and jams, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's has farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture and the largest selection in the South. We offer bulk soils for do-it-yourself projects. Calloway's offers landscaping. Our designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape. Visit Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is
Catch Madison Central Jaguar football right here on Super Talk Jackson 97.3 each Friday night during the season. Brought to you in part by List for Less. Go to buyhomeswithsusan.com.
Due to a national blood shortage, Mississippi Blood Services is in critical need of donations to refill our supply. Summer travel is ahead and the need continues. Please help Mississippi Blood Services recover their supply of much-needed blood as we move into the summer months. Visit msblood.com or call 601-368-2673 to find a location near you to donate blood today. That's msblood.com.
We've all heard the old expression, work smarter, not harder. Those words become a reality when you visit Ace Bolt & Screw. From tools and accessories to every fastener imaginable, Ace Bolt & Screw has everything you need for every job.
Register to win a Predator Talon high-performance electric bike valued at $3,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Located on Julianne Street, just off Gallatin and Jackson, right off I-55 at the Gluckstadt exit, and coming soon to Highway 49 in Richland.
I'm Stephen Gagliano, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. SNAP recipients in Mississippi will see increased benefits starting on October 1st. As a result of the USDA's reevaluation of the Thrifty Food Plan, over 420,000 Mississippians will experience a 21% increase in their benefits. The increase in SNAP benefits is separate from the additional pandemic benefits that are currently being issued. With the increase, a family of four will now receive $830. $35 a month. And following the FDA's lead, the CDC has now recommended booster doses of the Pfizer vaccine for at-risk populations, including the elderly and immunocompromised individuals, while also adding a third subgroup. In its recommendations, the agency included those in high-risk working and institutional settings. To date, just under 43,000 booster doses have been administered in Mississippi. Stephen Gagliano, SuperTalk Mississippi News.
What's my core value? Equity.
Compassion.
Determination.
At AmeriCorps, my commitment to equity gives every student a strong start.
My compassion brings food and friendship to neighbors in need.
My determination protects parks in my community. Every day, AmeriCorps members and volunteers live their values to make communities stronger. What's at your core? Learn more at AmeriCorps.gov.
When you experience the Sanderson Farms Championship, it's not just a good time, it's a great way to give back. Proceeds from the championship are donated to Mississippi's only children's hospital to support the nearly 180,000 patient visits at Children's of Mississippi each year. Last year, over $1.4 million were raised to go toward the completion of a much-needed children's hospital expansion. So join us for the Sanderson Farms Championship, September 27th through October 3rd at the Country Club of Jackson.
Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we rock down a Mississippi Minute, Tyler Tisdale, TylerTisdaleMusic.com. I'm telling you, so excited, man. I'm just so excited for my guest today. He's like a child of mine, except you would go, well, there's no way you had that child. He's twice your size. And anyway, no, in a great way. He's twice as smart. No, all my kids are twice as smart. So I think we're good there on that part. As I eat pickled jalapenos and drink coffee, it's not a good combination, and I wish I had some Skittles. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out so many wonderful things you can do here in our wonderful state. Guys, I'm telling you, the world comes to us and wants to be a part of who we are, and it's just flat out cool when it comes to the arts. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Tyler Tisdale, second single out, The Things They Want Me to Do is out. Tyler, let's back up a little bit. You come into the Delta Music Institute. In my mind, I wanted to record you. Like a lot of times I record myself, but there's a time and place for it. And the artist has to be right. But I wanted to record you with that acoustic guitar and that voice. And I wanted everything else to come along for the ride, any other instrument in my head, right? So you bring in the She's the One. It was almost finished. I just talked you through some things like I always did. And then you went and you tweaked and you nailed it. Okay, so I love that. On my Waiting on Joe record, my last song to write was My Heart Wants to Run. And it was at the last second, and it gives, to me, an album some energy. It gives you as an artist some energy. You know, so tell our listeners, because sometimes you just got to be vulnerable and talk about the love of your life, who's been extremely important in the inspiration and, of course, the inspiration for She's the One.
Oh, man. That would be my fiance, Caitlin. She's incredible, man. And shout out to, you know, the front line. She's a nurse. She's been a LPN for the last 3 or 4 years, and she's currently in RN school. She's trying to take a step up the ladder. So she's been working hard and been stressed out, and everybody that's been through nursing school knows it's not easy. It was my first trip to the Delta, actually. I don't know if I even told you that while I was there, but it was my first time out there, and, you know, I was in the hotel room, and the night before we're going into the studio, you know, I'm excited, and this is my you know, me and you up until this point had done everything over Zoom and FaceTime.
Never met physically. Exactly.
We had never met in person. Yeah. So it was really my first time meeting you and, you know, a new studio, you know, just not knowing anyone involved. You know, it was, yeah, that'll make you nervous, you know. So I just kind of was trying to channel those nerves, I guess, picking around on the guitar and just started thinking about Caitlin and you know, wishing she could be there. And, man, that song just fell out, man. And I guess after 3 years of putting up with me, she deserved a song, right?
You dang right she did. I love it. Well, so... It just falls out, right? So for me, I don't think it through. It just falls out. The melody and the lyrics all
the good
go together.
Ones too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So compare She's the One after we had worked on 9 other songs, right? Compare yeah. She's the One to any other song. I mean, like, can you compare it to any other song that came out so easy? I know I put you on a couple tasks. Nighthawks was one of them. We don't want to tell everybody what we did. I'll be giving away the franchise here, but I do have some way to get you to write some songs. So in that case, yours is really special. So compared to any other song on the record, how did it feel?
Just the easiest one to do, man. I think only because, you know, it was so personal. You know, a lot of my songs are stories. You know, they don't necessarily, sometimes it relates to my life. You know, sometimes it is, you know, something I've been through that triggers a song. But the story of the song doesn't always necessarily mean that happened in my life. You know, most of the time, honestly, more times than not, it's a story. You know, we're, at the end of the day, we're writers. We have stories in us, you know, and this is our form of getting them out. A lot of times, you know, I don't want to say it the wrong way, but a lot of times I feel like I you know, those other songs, you work a lot harder for them, you know, mm-hmm. You dig them out of you some days, you know, there's days where you don't even feel like writing, and that's probably when you should be writing, you know.
A lot of people probably turned and ran that were making records during this time if they had to go through all the change, but we didn't. And I think that we held each other up together nicely. Also, you have a great support group. So I had my guys. I had Chad Cromwell, obviously played with on a lot of my records, a lot of my success for records for sure. And he, Neil Young, I mean, the guy's a legend. He's incredible.
Absolutely.
And then we got, you know, then we got Barry Bays, who's been my guy now since moving back home. We went to Delta State together. He's world class. You know, Barry teaches guitar at Delta State. He's been doing it since the DMI started. He's the original. Like, he's the original man. He's Adam at the, if Adam and Eve is at the DMI, he's Adam. But he's an incredible talent. So he played bass. But let me tell you what, one of the kids that he taught is playing with, I'm pretty sure it's Christina Aguilera right now. He taught.
Wow.
When he started teaching at 5 years old. I'm pretty sure it's Christina. Met his dad the other day. And, you know, Barry's a very humble, meek. I don't use a meek, but, I mean, in the good Lord's eyes, he's meek. And he's beautiful. And so I love being on stage with him. But he doesn't run around talking about what he did. And he's just a great guy. So anyway, he played on the record. And then you said, Steve, I got to have my guys. You had built a musical family, and some of them stick. You know, some of them are in prison, like
Absolutely.
Back in my day, and I don't want to talk about it. But some of them are really there forever. And you fought me for a minute, and it was uncomfortable for them. It was uncomfortable for me. But once I woke up one morning after Adrian, our son, said, Dad, if I remember clearly, you were exactly like this when it all started to work right for you. And I went, you're right. And then I said, oh, yeah, they're the right guys. So you fought me on that. So we needed that. This is a team effort. Your guys, just give a shout out to all of them, you know, because they deserve it.
Absolutely. Well, we mentioned Dell earlier. Dell Smith played with me in Midnight Rebel. He's in a bunch of other projects, Organized Crime and Red and the Revelers and some others right now I can't think of off the top of my head. He's in a bunch of different bands, but he's an incredible guy, man, and I love him to death. He's a brother to me, just all around great dude. I and Dell, I've always, I knew Dell was going to fit this type of music perfectly. I knew that this was right up his alley. This was, you know, what he's really into, and I think a lot of his roots are in this style of music, whether he even realizes that or not. Just his approach to playing, it moves me when he plays with me, man. And I really have held on to that over the years, man. And he really pays attention to detail, you know, and to my emotion that I'm putting into the song and the vibe that I'm going for. You know, he's just very attentive to those things. And I just appreciate, you know, all the years I've gotten to play with him.
Sure.
And getting to have him on this record was special for me, for sure. And I hope it was special for him, too. You know, I love the guy. And then on guitar, we had Mike Dusan. Mike and his guy, Rurik, I've known them for 2 or 3 years now. Maybe longer. It just seems like yesterday that we met. Mike is from New Orleans. Great guitar player and jam band, southern rock, just you name it, he's into it. And just talented, fun guy to be around, man. We met at a music festival we were both playing at, and they do these at this festival. They have the late night campfire jams, and basically all the singers, songwriters, and just and every musician comes and sits around the campfire, and they get out the djembes and all that, guitars and mandolins and stuff, and we just sit around and pick and share songs. And Mike was there, and I think I'd covered a Drive-By Truckers tune or something. And he, as soon as it was over, he asked me if I wrote it, and I said no, I didn't. He said, well, if I was you, I would have said I did. That was a good song. We've been buddies ever since.
I'm with Tyler Tisdale. Check him out, TylerTisdaleMusic.com. Make me feel good about it today. That's what I'm talking about. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I love being here more than you know. Go to visitmississippi.org to celebrate us. Also, usually this is the time of the show that I let my guests play DJ, since we are the birthplace of American music. But music is being born once again in Tyler. So let's hear Tyler Tisdale. We'll be right back. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and cutting needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 79. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 56. Rolling into your Saturday, sunny skies, high near 83. Saturday evening, we have mostly clear conditions, low around 59. And for your Sunday, a beautiful day, sunny skies, high near 87. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
The Gallo Radio Show is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair?
Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com.
RJ's Outboard Sales and Service is your Central Mississippi boating headquarters. RJ's offers top-of-the-line brands like Skeeter, War Eagle, G3, Express, and Bennington pontoon boats, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. RJ's Outboard, 1208 Old Fannin Road in Brandon, the dealership that's service-built.
Mustang Jackson is sacking the competition with an all-out savings blitz. You'll feel like you just scored a touchdown with the savings we're offering on every new and pre-owned Mazda in stock. Get 0% financing for 36 months on all new Mazdas. That's 0% on every new Mazda in stock. Plus, get your first year of oil changes on us with every new Mazda purchase. There will be no false starts when it comes to your credit approval. Our team of credit specialists are here to get you approved, no matter your past credit history. 100% credit approval is our number one goal. Have a trade-in? Bring it in, and we'll give you top dollar for it, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. And buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come in today, because we're blitzing the competition and saving you big at Mazda of Jackson, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. Our own new state-of-the-art facility is located at 5397 I-55 Frontage Road North in Jackson. Call 991-2222 today. MazdaofJackson.com.
With group rentals, but mobile CDM for details.
This is Mississippi State Bulldog Jake Mangum. Family is everything. On the field, at home, everywhere. When I step up to the plate, it means the world that my family is behind me every swing. That's why I love my Farm Bureau family. They've got my back no matter what. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit FabeRates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at MSFBINS.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Get ready for the Mighty Roots Music Festival October 1st and 2nd on historic Stovall Farms in Clarksdale, Mississippi, presented by Wade Incorporated. Musical appearances by Deer Tick, Keller Williams, Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads, Radney Foster, and more. Campsites available, food trucks, vendors, and late-night music till 2 a.m. For tickets and more information, MightyRootsMusicFestival.com. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi and Visit Clarksdale. Come on and make your plans to spend the weekend with us at Mighty Roots Music Festival.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens, why does it happen, and how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar, rolling down a Mississippi Minute with my pal Tyler Tisdale. Something's just some record, somebody I've so thoroughly been blessed to work with. Check him out at TylerTisdaleMusic.com and wherever you stream music. I promise you, you won't be let down. You will be utterly moved. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. That's what moves me. And also visiting visitmississippi.org to find out your next getaway. Guys, I'm telling you, it's all here in Mississippi. Let's talk about engineers, because it started with Travis Calvin at Delta State, the great award-winning Mills Logan from Nashville. And what about Matt?
So Matt McGuffey, he's at Free State of Jones. Our Free State Records at Jones College in Ellisville, Mississippi.
Great job.
Saved the day, man. We love that guy. I mean, he's been a friend for years. He's a great guitar player. He played with a bunch of friends of mine, and has, you know, he's toured and been in big studios and worked with big names and stuff. Matt's he's kind of a jack of all trades, man. A super nice guy. I mean, I called him and he just didn't even, you know, when Delta State got closed up for a minute, you know, and he didn't even bat an eye. He was like, "Let's go." He said, "Whatever you need," you know, and didn't even didn't even, you know, he could have, you know, he's got students in class and had a baby on the way, and he had stuff going on too. And
yeah, his baby was born actually, his baby was born in the session, if I recall clearly, Matt.
I think it was like the week, like a few days after our last session or something.
Tyler
was born.
We were zooming in. We saw it all. In fact, I feel like I played a part in that birth of that baby. So anyway, Matt, if you're hearing me, the bottom line was we went from there, and then Rurik, you talk about Rurik sang on the record. Well, the only person that kicked Rurik off of two songs or three songs was the great Sean Murphy, Silver Bullet Band, old friend.
Man.
Sean was insane. She's on the first song. She's the one. She's on a couple others, but she's also, but Rurik's now on The Things They Want Me to Do. But Sean also Meatloaf.
I was fanboying on that one.
Yeah, man. Well, insane. And then also Eric Clapton. Come on, we got to keep going. Not Steve Winwood, but Bruce Hornsby or Steve Winwood, one or the other. I mean, she's a legend. Anyway, to me, one of the greatest singers in history.
Little Feet, man.
Oh, lead singer at Little Feet for many years. I mean, she's just unbelievable. And
me and all my buddies are huge Little Feet fans, man.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Sean Murphy, and I was like, I don't even care whatever she wants to do. She can do it.
Kenny and Bill, man, I've gotten to spend time with Little Feet. Those guys are amazing. All right, well, here's the deal. We're playing your music in this show. So far, we can play two songs. Will, just keep it cranked. She's the one, Things They Want Me to Do. Folks, a Mississippi Minute can only contain two Mississippi guys. Actually, they can't contain us, but this show is limited in time. So, Tyler, I can't thank you enough. I love you, brother. I'm proud of you, and we're on this journey together, and I wanted to share it with Mississippi because I feel like it's just so important. When we talk about go to visit Mississippi.org, our future is just as important as our present and our past. So you're a part of the present and the future, and we just have to keep celebrating this art form that's because it's in the water. And it is, and I believe that. So TylerTisdaleMusic.com, wherever you're listening to music, go to Tyler Tisdale. Stream it, follow him, get ready. I really have a wonderful feeling about this incredible artist, and I've been blessed to work with you. Tyler, thanks a lot. You've been in the Keep Missing the Beautiful Studio, and now you're not later on.
I'm Steve Azar, in a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
I'm still trying to find my... Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. Tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here with Super Talk Mississippi News. What happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Super Talk radio station.
The season's on the line. Touchdown!
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Super Talk Mississippi. Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.